If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and today, I'm eating Raising Cane's. I want a solid bench of four chicken fingers, crinkle-cut fries with Texas toast. Now back to you, Todd.
So the usual.
Make Raising Cane's part of your game day lineup.
Wake up, Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break, sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Thursday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC. Location South Lake at 27th and Jamie Lane. Also
kind of wound into that one.
I don't know what you put an M in there somehow.
Yeah. I don't know what that was. I was concerned.
Kind of a lead in. Member.
I think you said Shin Daddy's off today, Bill. Is that right?
He's off today, too. He took the bye week off, and he said... He gave me, this is probably what I would have selected, and it would have been a good night like that, because I just don't follow. After he saw the buffoonery of the game before,
on Tuesday,
when four guys ran into each other, and the guy ran for like an 80-yard touchdown after that, he's like, I can't really get into this for the Breakers. This isn't fair.
Really?
Of the stuff that's
he's
going.
Got the bye week blahs.
Yeah, he does. He's got the blahs. He said, you know what, I'm just gonna chill out and. He's contemplating if he's going to have his picks for the weekend, and he feels
he's always got to have his picks for the weekend. Yeah.
Hold on. I talk to him, I go, hang on, what are you saying? On. And he goes, I know, I'm sorry. He goes, that's what he said, he's had the blues, the blahs.
Now, hold on, I have a little issue with this. Yes. You and Jake are very hard line about not missing shows. I hope you're hard line with your relative Shindy. Yeah.
Well, he deserves a little bit of time.
Relative Shindy. Why'd you say it like that?
My relative.
He's your relative.
He is.
Very odd.
Yes.
Way to, he is, but the
yes,
weird way to say
he's married to
that.
Tamara. Yes. He's married. He deserves to Tamara. A day off or none.
You'd never said that to me ever. You deserve a day off now and then.
You don't deserve
this
one.
This got real.
Yeah. Shindy's running a bank. He's running a bank here.
Shindy needs
with activities.
He needs to do his picks on Friday, and he needs to put his heart into it.
He will put his heart into it. He had a huge week last week.
This is not, we're not taking a lot of days off here, Shindy.
Yeah. I'll let him know that you're concerned. Right. I'll let him know that. Thank you.
You guys are hardcore. You're really both of it. You and Jake are both, I hope our listeners understand that. You guys are hardcore about missing.
Yeah, we don't like to miss, and we do the show. Out
I was today, this week, my thought was, I'm going to take a day off. And I was like,
I said,
they won't let
Tuesday.
Me. Yeah, Jake was like, no.
Yeah,
he'll
we'll
be
see
here.
You Tuesday.
And you're the same way.
Don't take. Yeah,
what do you mean you're taking a dip? What are you talking about?
You're going to toss. Hey, the show must go on.
It's called accountability. We have it on this
we
show.
We have breakers that the people that we meet, they're like going, that my whole day starts with you guys.
By
every
way,
day.
By the way, saw a breaker in the hallway of the post office yesterday.
Is it?
He's like, oh my God. We listen to you guys every single day. They when they're driving to school.
OMG on you.
I'm gonna say Eric. I think it's his name. Eric. He was there with his wife. His wife looked at me like I was crazy. But when they're driving to school, they listen to the game show. So we'll give him a shout out. I think it was Eric. He was bearded, very handsome.
Yeah. Every time that someone comes up to you, it's pretty amazing. The people that they go, oh, we start our day with listen to the whole show, whatever. It's like, thank you. It's very nice.
We appreciate all
no
breakers.
Days off.
No, we have no
off.
Days off.
Like Belichick, no days off.
Yeah, Belichick, no days off.
You liked when he hit the chant.
No days off.
So odd.
Yeah.
He's not awkward at all, is he?
No, not at all.
We'll talk about him later in the show. How about that?
He'd fit in on the stool. He would fit in. Wouldn't he?
I think so.
If Belichick walked out of there, would it freak you out?
It wouldn't freak me out that much. Saban would freak me out. That was, and I've actually sat.
Belichick wouldn't freak you out.
That surprises me.
No, who freaks you out, Bill?
Is this star diminished that much?
Mora freaked me out.
More than Belichick?
More than Belichick, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I would.
I'm listening. I'm not sure.
I think it's just
very subjective, Jake. There's no right or wrong.
You're right. Subjective is right.
And it's not because I don't like it. It's just like this last year has kind of freaked me out on Belichick, where all of a sudden everything that he's, everything was just changed.
Yeah.
No distractions. No, that everything was distractions. Everything was different. And so it just kind of, I don't know what the deal is.
It's subjective.
Now, I'm not sitting here saying like, wow, he's not a very good coach now. No, that's not true. What he's done is remarkable. All those things. But
I think it would still freak me out.
I'd be freaked if we saw
Belichick. Subjective, though. It's not right or wrong, Bill. It's subjective discussion. That's what makes it interesting.
Like if Urban walked out, it'd be fun because I'd yell. I'd be like, Coach! And he'd yell back. He'd be like, Bill!
Yeah, he definitely, when I raised your name, his everybody noticed in that little crowd I was in Indiana, when I raised your name, I work with Bill Bush. He's like, he was like, you work with
perked
Bill Bush?
Up. He perked up.
Yeah, he definitely perked up.
He asked if I was there. Is he here?
Is he here? I was like, no, he's not.
He's
here.
Not here in Indiana.
He's in Lincoln.
I'd like to have been in Indiana. I wasn't ever asked.
464-5685. Call or text the show.
Sean's never asked me for anything to go to any. Thanks, Sean. Promote on three every day.
He doesn't want to pay you.
I saw this yesterday on three. This was an article. I guess Joey Galloway, who's now an analyst for college football, was on with Kirk Herbstreit on the Nonstop podcast. I've never heard of Nonstop, but he's on with Herbstreit. This is Monday. And they had a conversation about the conferences this year in college football. And Joey Galloway said that the Big Ten and ACC are comparable this year, not the SEC and the Big Ten. Now, he points out, because as we have said in our rankings also, the bottom tier is not very good. It's the bottom eight teams. It's rough this year in the Big Ten. We got several winless teams, a couple with one, a couple with only two wins. It's not a great deep league this season. I think that's Galloway's.
Even the middle's not great.
That's Galloway's biggest push. And so I think Big Ten fans say, well, hold on, man. Who's won the last two national titles? It doesn't really matter for this season. So I understand where he's coming from on this.
He's just talking more depth, though, right? I mean, it's still the top two teams.
But the ACC is not very good. I think the problem is the ACC is really not good this year.
Because when you don't have a brand name also, it's really hard. When Florida State and Clemson are non-factors.
And Miami.
And Miami is still there, but they're not going to get in the playoffs. Even though they're the highest ranked ACC team right now at 12, they're not getting in the playoffs. If they're listed in the bracket right now, it ain't happening. Mm.
But their bottom is better. And some of it is when you have Clemson at 4-5, they're near the bottom. That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's like that's a pretty good bottom. Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to say that about Florida State. I mean, Florida State's just not that good, but they're a bottom team. If you have NC State near the bottom, you must be pretty good.
NC State's beat a couple good teams this year.
And I'm going to tell you, California, I watched California, Virginia Tech, and I was sort of floored by how good California looked.
They went to Louisville and beat Louisville.
They look normal. Yeah. They look good. They'd be tough for
Nebraska.
They're
going to a bowl game.
My whole thought that game was they'd be tough for Nebraska. That'd be a tough matchup. SMU, good team. Pittsburgh's having a good year. They're not as good at the top as the bottom line. Yeah. But
there's a lot of teams in that if you were playing them this week say Nebraska was playing Cal.
Tough.
You'd be able to go, hey, hang on.
Pitt.
They're playing SMU. They're playing Pitt.
Tough.
Yeah, tough.
Georgia Tech.
NC State. You'd be going, hold it now.
Tough.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, no, he's not wrong. I mean, they don't have Ohio State, Indiana. That's the thing. They don't have anything like that,
in
right?
the ACC, no. Mm-mm.
Nothing like that.
The highest ranked team is Miami. That's the highest. That's why they're in at 12th, but they're not really 12th. That's what's bizarre about this when they show these brackets. They're like, oh, someone's like going, Miami, we're in, huh? We're like, no, really, you have no chance. They have a 5% chance of making the ACC championship game, and no one's getting in that doesn't do that.
You know what's going on in the Big Ten?
Tell us.
There are simply some programs that are not carrying their freight right now. Hmm. If you're petite, I always think about it in terms of the commissioner. If I was the commissioner, there's some programs that you would expect to be good, and they're terrible. Michigan State. Why is Michigan State so bad all of a sudden? Why are they the worst team? Why is Michigan State the worst team in the league?
Same for Wisconsin.
Wisconsin's not carrying its freight. Penn State not carrying its freight. Those teams are at the bottom. They're at the bottom of the Big Ten.
And right now it's like, well, you know, Wisconsin had a big win. It was a miracle win. They had 100-some yards of offense.
Right.
Their punter was their leading passer.
They're not.
And Washington just caved in.
You expect Wisconsin to be an upper-half team every year, and they're not now. Penn State just is having a freak bad year.
Hey, guys, it's Jake Sorensen. Listen, I know it's hard to eat healthy and commit to that, especially during the holiday season, and it's hard to do it because you're giving up on flavor and fun. Well, good news. Washington Red Raspberries are a clean, simple, and delicious way to add more nutrition to your day. They're American-grown, picked at peak ripeness, and frozen within hours to lock in nutrients like fiber, antioxidants, and vitamin C. And they have no added sugar, just fruit as nature intended. For you calorie counters, only 80 calories per cup. They're a great source of fiber. And these raspberries really bring bright flavor and vibrant color to make every dish feel special. You can keep a bag in the freezers. You can add a pop of flavor and feel good nutrition anytime. By the way, this is available at Costco, Kroger, Meijer, and Winco Foods. You want to discover new ways to use American frozen red raspberries and get more details on where you can grab a bag of these delicious berries? Go to redraz.org, that's redraz.org. You'll find recipes, health tips, retail locations, and everything you need to make frozen Washington red raspberries a regular part of your routine. That's redraz.org, redraz.org. And remember, look for Product of the U.S. on the bag. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The countdown is on. Holiday shopping season is officially here, and Uncommon Goods takes the stress out of gifting with thousands of unique, high-quality finds you won't see anywhere else. Don't wait. The most meaningful gifts get scooped up fast, and now is the perfect time to cross names off your list. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high-quality, unique, and often made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, making every gift feel meaningful and truly one of a kind. I recently got a whiskey board with a Miami Dolphins emblem that comes in a few weeks, and I cannot wait to see the product when it gets to me. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Cross those names off your list before the rush. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Go ahead.
50 years, right? It's the worst season ever.
Yeah.
At Penn State. There's nothing that compares to this.
Now it's a tricky conversation with UCLA. I'm just disappointed with UCLA. Just the big picture. I'm just disappointed. Why are they so bad? Like, this be?
If you think about this, I thought of this one today too. How about the ad that they made, 10 to 12 years ago? And the Big Ten said, one thing we got to do, if we're gonna make this conference work, we got to get Rutgers in Maryland.
That's another thing.
If we don't have Rutgers in Maryland, Rutgers, I think what the streak, was it Nebraska had whatever streak was going there, was something that was at the top, winning a game versus the top 25 ranked teams, I think. And the next team below them, though, is Rutgers. Like, they've it hasn't happened since, you know, they don't have one in the Big Ten ever, I don't think.
They've never won against the right team in their time in the conference.
In the conference. And it just looks, Maryland looks, you know, disheveled.
They do. And worse than that, it's when you go there, there's
no
clearly
one there.
No interest.
There's interest. They have I coached at Rutgers. I loved it. I love coaching there. There wasn't man, we're in the Big Ten. It was like, we're in a league that's way over our head. That's what it was.
I don't know if I look at them the same as Michigan State, the Rutgers.
Michigan State
has a tradition of excellence.
They've made playoffs in our time.
They had D'Antonio is what I'm talking about.
I mean, they've had other times, too. They've been just like, there was a time like, do you want to play Michigan State? Not really.
No.
Because they're kind of that, 8-4 team that was really tough that you didn't want to play very much.
No.
You know, just kind of a pain. But, I mean, lately here, Michigan State – they basically had, I don't know if I've seen a team get beat up worse in the last 24. I mean, what they had happen with Mel Tucker and then where they're at now, how they're playing right now. And then as you're playing your worst season ever, they get hit with probation. Mm-hmm. They're losing scholarships. They're losing I mean, it's insane. They're guys that got 4 years of show. This is stuff that has nothing to do with the Mel Tucker, why he got fired. This is all about with recruiting. This is all about extra benefits. And it's like, there right now, if you're sitting there at Michigan State, you're like going, how do I get out of here? I mean, that's your if you're a player, when this season's over, if you're like someone, look, yeah. Where are they going?
Do you see the trouble now?
I mean, Michigan State
that's
is
trouble.
In, Michigan, that's bad for the Big Ten. Because Michigan State needs to be a top 16.
Thank you for saying that. Yes,
they need
exactly.
to be a top 16 like, in this league.
This isn't a good conversation that we would even entertain that Galloway's onto something, but he's sort of onto
something. Yeah, it's been a rough year for the league.
If you're going to fight him like that, you have one fight only. We have the top two.
Ohio State, Indiana.
And then after that, it's like, well, what about
and
the
Indiana.
Rest of this thing?
I mean, if you want to compare them, the Big Ten is still better this year than the ACC, but they're, I guess you say they're closer still to that than they are to the SEC with all those
so
great
teams.
So
he's right in
have.
Saying that, yes.
And can you imagine?
And we know the ACC doesn't have the great team. The Big Ten has two.
Now, I was thinking, too, not it's sort of linked to this discussion, but if it weren't for Indiana and Penn State, those storylines, this wouldn't be all that interesting of a year in the Big Ten.
Would be? No, not at all.
But that yeah, now they boring. Make it interesting. I mean, this, Penn State's fall is very interesting.
As you get the angry, a lot of Indiana haters, just so you know, they are the story.
They are.
Ohio State's not the story.
No.
Ohio State's
not
number
really,
one,
no.
but they're not the story.
They're supposed to be one.
They're supposed to be one. Right. Okay, you're really good, and
yeah,
you guys
it's
have
not
been,
a great
you've been
story.
Really good forever. And like that, the story is Indiana. Mm-hmm. That's the entire. If I'm the Big Ten, I'm like,
thank God.
Imagine Petitti watching that. You know, I guarantee you, when they went to the review booth, the Petitti was probably on the deal with the referees. He's in, guys. He is clearly in. I can see it from my. I can see it.
That.
He's clearly in.
He can't do that.
But you know, he's thinking that. Oh, please be in. Because the last thing they needed, the Big Ten, was to have Penn State beat Indiana.
Oh, God.
That would have been a death blow.
Yeah.
Have a team that hadn't won a league game, that lost to Northwestern at home, had lost to UCLA. Mm-hmm. It had been like, no, but yeah, I'm you sure Petitti wasn't on the call with them? Guys, I can see it from here. He's in. He's clearly in bounds.
Stop looking. But, he's in.
Stop looking.
Trust
stop
me.
Look.
I saw
trust
the replay.
Me.
Touchdown.
Everyone move on.
Game over.
But there's not a lot of riveting storylines in this league. Right now, if it weren't for Franklin's major fall and Cignetti's incredible story, it's an incredible story,
yeah. Yeah.
But not much else going on, really.
Not much else. And then also the other thing, too, in the storyline, too, but it comes to power, which is crazy. The power four, there's no power four. There's no power four. It's power two.
There's not.
The Big Ten, they run everything because they still have all the money. They're to sit there. I mean, right now, anytime there's a meeting of the four groups, it's kind of like, okay, what do you hear? Well, I saw Sankey and Petitti talking. Yep. What about the other guys like that? No, they're over talking to the guys at UConn.
Yeah,
they're not in the conversation.
We have some response.
Oh, we love response.
I thought this would happen, but you know, look at yourselves internally for Nebraska. Nebraska's not carried their weight for a long time in the Big Ten. Now this year, to a certain extent, they are. They're 7-3. They're respectable,
year, yeah.
But it has been a long time since they have carried.
They're not
their
in
own
the bottom
in the
half of the Big Ten, though.
Yeah, right. For the first time in a while. You know, last year they're middle again, 6-6, 7-6 with the bowl game, mm-hmm. And before that, 8 straight years
now,
of no bowl game.
The way I push back to the pushback is they're not. We're not talking about them 18th or 16th.
Right.
You know, like Wisconsin. What do we got? Wisconsin. We have
17,
Wisconsin,
right? Or 16?
15th. Yeah.
15th.
We're not talking about them that way, but I get it. I kind of get it.
A miracle win, they got out of 18th.
Yeah. Those two teams are not carrying their freight at all.
By the way, and on that though, it's carrying your weight. It's not freight.
I think freight's okay too.
I think freight's fine. Carrying your
China's
weight,
saying,
I get it. But I'm gonna say, you know what?
Freight topic there.
Freight's weight. So if I'm hauling some freight,
Breakers
I'm carrying
is
some weight.
Carrying your freight a usable
let's
term.
Put that to vote.
I will put it to vote. And if you take kickback, I mean pushback, I'm pushing back on
the like
pushback,
the
and
said,
I like
you
it.
You said it very confidently.
And you were confident in it. And,
that's
and,
carrying
and
your
also,
freight.
I didn't go.
Did I do that?
Did I do one? That's my favorite right now.
I'm 100%.
It's my favorite. I'll do the. This one. I'm like, no, I didn't even do anything at all.
It's freight, Jake. It could be weight or freight. Anyway.
Jake? I'm down with it. I'm good with it. Yeah. But the Breakers
it's
are
not
bothered
nor,
by
it. It's not the normal term, but no, that's still... Is, are you telling me that the Breakers, you didn't know what he was talking about? They're not carrying their freight.
What does he mean?
They just thought it was an interesting word to say. I like it, though. It's different.
Words get us, though. They get me. You know
words
that.
Are hard.
So yeah, words are hard.
What's the deal with the Big Ten? What's the deal?
Like, thank you for Sigs.
I know.
He's carrying it right now.
They still have the first and second ranked teams in the country, so you have that going for you.
That's good. Yeah, yep. And Indiana could win it all if they get healthy up front.
Here's my question. Because of Alabama is what, their third,
fourth
with a lot. Who else? And then
Alabama's fourth in the CFP.
CFP rank. Right now. Who's third in the CFP?
Third in the CFP. A&M. Is A&M
undefeated, right?
Yeah.
So which they would build a bypass. But my question is 28-27, Ohio State, Indiana, neutral site.
Okay.
Where do they win? What's that? Ohio State wins.
Okay.
Does Indiana even fall? From 1 to 2.
So.
I mean, you would think it'd be like, hey, listen. I would hope not. They would still be. I mean, for only thing that has to happen in that game for it to be to fall out of the top four, it has to be a 48-9 game or something where it's like, okay, hang on a second. But even that, because they're going to go 12-0, and imagine that championship game which we will be there. What do we wear? Do we support one of the teams or we just Big Ten gear?
Big Ten gear. Big Ten logo.
We do not support one.
We're gonna have Big Ten logos on.
I have been there once.
We're going as professionals, not as Buckeye fans.
I'm wearing Indiana gear.
No, you're not.
For Cignetti.
Now I'm gonna tell you why Ohio State's number one. When you said that, I can imagine Ohio State putting a thumping on Indiana and winning 31-10. I can't imagine Indiana putting a thumping on Ohio State.
I don't think that either.
That's why Ohio State's
I wouldn't say that right now.
Are you bashing Cignetti right now?
No, he's coming at it.
Are you doubting Cignetti?
No, I'm just
Sigs
saying
again?
There's no doubt who's
okay,
won.
Let's go with
no,
this
I'm
one.
No, I'm just saying there's no doubt who's won.
Right
who's
now.
You doubt Cignetti.
Right now, Cignetti walks out of the Hampton. Are you freaked out?
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
my
geez,
God.
Yes.
There would be,
oh, God.
I'm out of the studio.
I'm out of the studio. I'd be waving my arm. I'd be waving my arm.
Get over here, Sigs.
Sigs.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Cignetti walked out. Ryan Day, though?
Oh, yeah.
Not really.
Nope. Not really.
Kind of freaked out.
You can't do one of these like, hey, coach. But if Sigs comes out.
Get over here. What's Cignetti doing over there?
I'd be like, Steve, you stop traffic coming from the west. I'll get the east. We'd stop traffic.
We try
Rudy,
to
you
get
handle
him
the
on.
Show. We'll go see how to Sigs real quick.
We try to get him on.
And how good would he be? Imagine sauntering in here. Can you see him sauntering in here?
Right here, buddy. Incredibly obnoxious.
And you'd love it.
We would all love it.
Oh, God.
Oh, the Hampton Inn freak out.
I love it.
We can only wish.
They walk out of that door.
What happened?
I want to see a star walk out of that door.
Who would it be?
Cignetti.
Yes.
When we come back, Bill's Thrills is next on Early Break on the Ticket.